well.
After a hold up, here's a shot driven in by Murray. Great goal! Left foot shot, and that's got in. It was Ledley, actually. Terrific shot. And Mignolet has beaten it. It's back to 3-1.
Delaney.
Oh, he only got it wrong twice. That's all right.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, I was so surprised. He got the ball, picked it up off like 20 yards out, and he whipped the shot in, left foot it. Yes, it deflected off Johnson past Mignolet. Yeah. Thank you, say Manchester City. I still think any hope Liverpool have of winning on goal difference is so unlikely.
Yeah, of course.
Now, Palace have got something to play for in the remaining 11 minutes. Who does it fall to? It falls to Palace. Balassi runs away. Now it's two against two here. Lucas trying to get charged back, but Balassi has beaten Johnson, the defender. He's up to the edge of the penalty. Balassi rolls the ball, plays it back, and it's 3-2! Gail has scored a second goal for Crystal Palace. Who would believe it?
That's what you've got to do, though. We said, I said before, you've got to fight fire with fire. You have to play that way. You've got to have a go at Liverpool. Yes, they could open you up. Yes, they could get six or seven against you. But it's the only way you'll give yourself a chance. And that's what they've done. What are these idiots doing, by the way?
I really do understand this.
Get up.
We've got 9 minutes left now.
Yep.
There were three up.
Yes.
Now it's only 3-2.
Absolutely.
Liverpool dare not draw this game. Never mind lose it.
You say, they're, all of a sudden the perspective has changed, hasn't it? It's about winning the game now, not getting, you know, six or seven. It's about, right, hold on a minute, stay in this game now. Let's make sure we, first and foremost, we win it.
Listen to the atmosphere at Selhurst Park. That was a great run by Balassi.
Good finish as well, though. Good finish from Gale.
42 minutes have gone in this second half. Palace 2, Liverpool 3. Liverpool have to win. Palace can do Manchester City a huge favour if they can score a third goal. Dan on the halfway line, right in the centre circle. Chips it first. Murray chipped it off. Here's a chance. It's 3-3. Unbelievable. Gale has equalised for Crystal Palace. Astounding scenes here at Selhurst Park. Liverpool fans disgruntled in the far left-hand corner, and Palace from 3 down on level at 3-3.
That's it. I mean, fantastic play, Murray. Gale again, brilliant interchange play. The simple chest down, long ball forward. Great ball from Murray to chest it into Gale's path. And he just ran through the Liverpool defence like the Red Sea. They just opened up almost at will and allowed him in. And look at this, straight through, one ball. Skirtle goes towards the ball. No one on the cover. Opens up like the Red Sea, and it's a good finish from Gale. But awful defending.
If Palace score a fourth here, the title's over in my view.
Right.
Not mathematically, but City are bound to win it. They might well win it.
Courtesy
of this draw,
that's a
big result.
That's it. If this stays at 3-3, that is it.
Spironi with a clearance.
No way.
Straight to Allen. Allen miscontrols it. Skirtle dives in, wins the ball. I think he's going to blow his whistle any second now. He does blow his whistle. What an evening of drama in the Barclays Premier League. Steve Claridge.
I'm absolutely lost. How do you sum that up? As I said, I look at it, Liverpool are in control, game's gone, a 3-0 gone, 3-1, all right, let's think about it, make sure we win the game. 3-2, hey, we have to win this game, finish this game, kill it off. But they can't, and I think that's the direction that has to come from the manager. You've got to be prepared to kill games off when it's not your period. They're not set up like that. They keep playing one way, and they've been punished for that tonight.
Gerrard and Suarez are disconsolate. After this draw, the title is Manchester City's.
Right.
Palace 3, Liverpool 3.